Apostle Joyce Cranfield. Please join me. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Prior to the overturn of Roe versus Wade in the Dobbs decision, there were legislators that told us, well, we would like to protect preborn children, but we're limited by what the courts will allow us to do. And there were individuals in the pro-life, pro-family community and organizations that have a reputation of being pro-life and actually raise money based on the premise that they are working to protect every innocent human life. And yet some of those organizations and some of those individuals said, well, we're not going to push to protect every innocent human life at this point because we don't believe that we can win at the Supreme Court. And then we won at the Supreme Court with the Dobbs decision. And the legislators are not advocating and pushing, many of them are not advocating and pushing for the restoration of rights of the preborn children. Our governor in this state says, well, we need to further restrict abortion, but he's not actually pushing to protect every innocent human life in the womb. Those pro-life organizations prior to the election last year said, well, some of those organizations said, well, we need to not push for protecting human life right now. What we need to do right now is make sure that Republicans get reelected. Really? So we're actually, as a pro-life organization, not supposed to actually work to protect every innocent human life. Our job is to reelect Republicans. Well, I don't believe that that's accurate. I believe that what we should do as pro-life Christians, as pro-life citizens, and pro-life organizations need to be working to restore the legal protection to every innocent human being, including the preborn children in the womb, need to be considered persons and need to have the same rights that you and I have. And then Republicans won by a landslide in the general election. And now some of those organizations are saying, well, now is not the right time to move on this. We really need to sit back. We need to wait. And we don't believe, they're saying that they don't believe that we can win at the ballot box, that we can't get 60% support to protect every innocent human life. One legislator who claims to be pro-life actually not only said that he wants to see that we could actually get 60% at the ballot box, but he also said that he wants to actually see not only that we can get 60% at the ballot box, that there's an organization that has millions of dollars in the bank ready to fund the advertising necessary to pass such a pro-life amendment to protect every innocent human life. And so we looked at what the Bible says about what we should do. And last week we started looking at what the Bible, whether those conditions or whether those commands of God are conditional based on whether we believe that we could succeed. Does God say, rescue those unjustly sentenced to death if you believe in the polling numbers show that you will win at the ballot box, or if you have an organization that has millions of dollars in the bank? And we looked last week at at Psalm 82, where God stands in the congregation of the mighty and judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly? How and show partiality to the wicked? And Selah, defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked. And nowhere in this passage, in the entire chapter, and in fact in the entire Bible, does God say, base what you do on your likelihood of success. God calls us to be obedient. He calls us to defend the fatherless, to defend the poor, to defend the needy. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. It's February and love is in the air, but will it last? Love that is based on looks, pleasure, fun, good times, wealth, health, etc. won't last. Godly love, though, isn't based on circumstances. Godly love involves an act of the will. Children and families in America desperately need for husbands and wives to commit to love one another as Christ has loved them. With God's help, you can love your spouse until death do you part. Welcome back to a Faster PC Live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your Faster PC
solves computer problems.
Ready to answer your questions, your computer questions, that is. And I'm headed over to social media to share the show and let my friends know that we're here, we're ready to answer computer questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems as well. So, you know, this is what we do here at a Faster PC, and it's what we do here on a Faster PC live technical support. We help resolve computer problems, help resolve computer and technical issues as well. So one thing that we do, you know, if you have a question, you can ask it. And by giving us a call at 772-340-1590, you can also head over to our live Facebook or YouTube video. You can get both the links on our YouTube channel or our website at FasterPC.com. We have the links to both channels. And, of course, you can watch those later if you're busy right now. And throughout the week, if you have a question, we do have a post at the top of our Facebook page where you can actually get over there. You can actually type that in and see what question we have and answer the question or ask your question there, and we will answer it on the next edition of a Faster PC Live Technical Support. And one thing that we have, you know, we like to show you and go over some of the things that we've been seeing and some of the things, some of the threats that are out there, some of the issues, that people are facing. And one of the things that we have continued to see, and this is a reoccurring problem, is people, even our customers sometimes, even listeners to this show sometimes, are getting messages they're getting messages, and these messages actually, maybe they're going to a website and something pops up that says their computer is infected or says that there's a problem with their system and has a number, sometimes even an audible message to call this number. And it really is surprising at how many people, but I understand because you don't know, and a lot of people don't know and don't pay attention, maybe aren't listening as often as they should and heeding the warnings as much as they should. But one of the things to realize is that these are scams. And when you allow someone into your computer, so what happens typically is the number is a number to a group that provides support. Well, you know, they do provide support, and they might even argue that they're a legitimate tech support company. But really, they're the ones that put the message up on your computer that there's a problem. You really, in most cases, don't actually have a problem until you call the number and let them into your computer. Then you have a problem, and they are your problem, not the solution. You don't know them. And really, you shouldn't be allowing people into your computer that you don't know, that you don't trust, because you don't know what they're going to do. I can guarantee you what they are doing is they're going to get remote support software installed on your computer. And in most cases, they will download all of the saved passwords that you have in your browser. So if you have a saved username and password to your bank account, they've got that within just a few minutes of getting into your computer. If you have a saved password to a brokerage account, they've got that. They will show you quote unquote problems on your computer, try to scare you into signing up for a contract with them. They will then say that, and they'll actually show your account, show that they've taken more money out of your account than your bank account than what they should have taken out, and then they'll ask you, they'll go to put a refund into your account, and they'll double the amount of your balance. I mean, we've customers have seen this happen, and they're not really doing it. I'm not sure exactly how they're showing this, but they're showing what looks like someone's bank account, and they're showing the balance double. And then they tell the person, well, we need you to go to your bank and withdraw money, or we need to transfer money through Bitcoin, or we need you to go to the store and buy a gift card. Some of the tellers at the bank tell me that they are, and they really are, a line of defense for the scammers out there, because these scammers, they're a line of defense to protect their customers, their banking customers from the scammers. And the people at the stores, whether it's Walmart or Staples or Sam's Club or CVS or Walgreens, wherever people are going to buy these gift cards, they are the line of those employees are a line of defense as well. But better than that, why not call someone that you know and that you can trust, that you can actually walk into their computer store and shake their hand? And we have customers here at a Faster PC that, yes, some of them fall for this, but we have customers that actually pick up the phone and call us, and we log into their computer and we see whether the message is legitimate or not. And we actually also train them on how they can determine whether that message is legitimate or not. We also can, over the phone, if we don't already have our remote support software installed on that computer, and many of our customers, we do have our remote support software installed on their computer, but if we don't already have our remote support software installed on their computer, many of our customers, we can actually show you, and even if you're not a customer yet, you still could give a call, and we can actually help and walk you through closing that window that has the voice, that has the message, that's telling you to call this number, that's telling you you have a problem. And let me be clear about this. The group that put that message on your computer, they are the problem with your computer, not something else that they may see and show you, well, this is a problem on your computer. But they do operate like a business. They actually do have an HR department. They have employees that come to work. They have the people that design the page that pops up, the people that design the emails that may entice you to call, the people that design the links and even design the software that causes this to happen. They all get a cut. And some of those people that actually work at this company don't even know that it's a scam operation. Some of them think it's a legitimate company. And certainly some of their stuff looks like it's legitimate. But you want to steer clear of this. And best case scenario is, first of all, listen to a Faster PC Live technical support. Secondly, you want to develop a relationship with us. You know, give us a call, talk to us when you don't have a problem, and get to know us a little bit. Talk to us here on the radio show. Develop a relationship with us so that you know if you get a message like this, you know who to call. So you can place a call. You can call 772-878-5978. You know who we are, and you know how to reach us. And if you're in that situation where you need some advice, we could actually log into your system. We can get rid of the message. We can help you, and we can make sure that your system is clear. And let me tell you something. Doing that ahead of time, taking preemptive action to protect yourself, is a lot better. We can get rid of the scammers if you've let them in, but it's a lot better to not let them in the first place.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.fasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
You do, and we are back ready to answer your questions and ready to help you resolve computer problems. You know, we had someone bringing in their computer this morning, waiting for us in the parking lot, because he got one of those scam messages and called the number and let them into his computer. We're going to make sure that they're out of his computer today. But yeah, better to not let them in the first place. So, you know, we'll talk with him, and hopefully he'll learn from this. Hopefully he'll know who to call next time. Instead of calling the scammers, call someone that you know, that you trust, that can actually resolve the situation and really can get in there. It's much easier before they've taken money out of your bank account. You know, and sometimes, I mean, we've had some customers that have lost $150, $300. Sometimes they get it back. But you know what? We've had some customers that have lost $700. We had one customer that lost over about $20,000. Now, that's big money. You know, it's big money, really, to most people. But especially to someone who is or a retired person that is living on a fixed income, you can imagine, I mean, that was really all that she had in her savings. And definitely something that you want to protect yourself. Don't fall for those scams. The people that are out there, they can be so convincing, and they can sound so real, and their site looks so legitimate. The customer that brought his computer in today, this morning, said that he actually Googled the number and didn't see anything about the number being a scam. Well, that's because they're probably not even using the same number they used last week. Whenever a number is known as a scam, they're going to change to a different number. You know, you can get phone service. It's so easy to get today. You can get inexpensive phone service. You can get a new number. You can open up a new account on the fly. It's real easy to do. And these guys can do it, and they can change their number. They can change their site. They can change everything to stay under the radar so that you can't determine. But there is a way to determine. It's to give a call to someone that you know, someone that you trust, that knows what they're doing. A faster PC is someone that you can know and someone that you can trust to help resolve and protect your system. Well, last week and the week before and the week before that, we talked about how you can watch the Super Bowl even if you don't have cable TV service. And if you miss those shows, you know, you might say, well, it doesn't matter now because the Super Bowl is over. Well, actually, it could still be useful to you. How can it be useful? Well, I know that there are a lot of people that are out there that either have already made the switch to cut the cord, so to speak, which means that you're actually cutting the cable cord. You're no longer connecting anymore the way that you were connecting. But also, in addition to that, we actually have, there's a lot of people out there that are thinking about this. They're thinking, and they see their cable TV bill go up and up and up and up. This is one complaint we hear quite often, is that the price is one thing one month. The next month it might be higher. You know, maybe they wait a few months, but it continually goes up. You know, they give you a good price for that first year, that first 2 years. After that, you get significant increases. And some people are paying up, you know, close to $200 or more for their internet and their cable TV. Now, you still have to have internet service of some sort if you're using a streaming package. But you can actually watch those shows and learn, you know, about some of the ways that you can actually save and some of the ways that you can actually cut the cord and reduce your monthly expenses, which is very helpful today, you know, at a time when eggs are now like 500-600% of what they were just 3 years ago. It's we're living in a crazy, crazy time. And so cutting your expenses in any way can really be helpful. So one of the things that we want to actually go over and talk about is just one of the really probably the most impactful commercial in the Super Bowl. And if you are someone who has used streaming television, you probably got fooled by this commercial. I got fooled by this commercial. And that was the Tubi commercial. the Tubi commercial that came on and showed a smart television and showed the TV switching from the channel it was on to the, and I don't recall whether it was the Roku interface or what interface, and it might have been the Roku interface, because the Roku interface, more TVs have the Roku operating system or a Roku device than any other device out there. There's Amazon's Fire, and there's also Apple TV and Roku. Those are the three big players, but Roku is the dominant of all of the players out there. And anyway, the television on the commercial is shown as switching back to the home screen and then toggling through the channels and going to the Tubi channel and then opening up the Tubi channel so that the Tubi channel loads. And when this happened, I was actually watching the game a little bit late. We started it a little bit late, and we were watching it in delay. And you know, we watched the commercials typically, and I had to resist the temptation, because typically my normal pattern is you just blow right through the commercials. But on the Super Bowl, there's some interesting commercials. So, you know, some people tune in just for the commercials. So we were watching the commercials as I was watching it. I did skip through the halftime show. You know, I watched maybe 3 seconds of it once I saw, is the lady's name Riona? I don't even remember exactly her name, but once I saw the outfit she was wearing, I figured, hey, this is not for me. So you know, I don't need to watch someone that I'm not married to dressing like that. So I switched to a different, or actually just fast forwarded right through that portion of it. But I still was watching in delay, you know, and if I needed to go to the kitchen to get something, I was able to pause it and come back to it. So I was watching in delay, and at this time, my wife was not in the room. She had gone to bed. My son had gone to bed, and I was watching it by myself. But I'm thinking, you know, as this commercial came on and the channel started coming on, you know, the Roku has an app. And I'm thinking, my wife must be trying to control the TV in the other room, but she's accidentally controlling this TV, and she's changing the channel. And I actually switched back out to the home screen, and it was the game at this point was, I was still watching the game, but the game was actually over. So you have to be cautious when that happens, because it can switch to live television sometimes when you come back into the YouTube channel, and you can actually see who won the game, which you know, makes it less fun to watch if you know who won the game. But I heard reports on some of the sportscast shows that people were yelling at their mother-in-law because they thought she was sitting on the remote, and or yelling at, I've heard that people are yelling at their kids thinking their kids were changing the channel, or yelling at their wife thinking their wife was changing the channel, and it really had a big impact, because it looked so real. They just took a screenshot video recording of what the TV would look like if it were changing channels to their channel, and it fooled almost everyone that has had a smart TV or that uses a smart TV. It fooled them. It fooled me, like I said, and it was. And because so many people were fooled by it, it did make a huge impact. And then because so many people were fooled by it, and so many people yelled at someone in their house and got mad at them, thankfully I didn't yell. There wasn't anyone in the room to yell at, but it totally tricked me. And that commercial got a lot of talk afterward, and really, and by the way, if you don't know what Tubi TV is, Tubi TV is a channel that you can get on Roku, and you can probably get it on the Amazon Fire Stick as well, and you can probably get it on Apple TV as well, but it doesn't cost anything to install the Tubi TV channel. And you can watch free television and movies on it. And so, you know, It's something that you know, you could get this even if you don't have a paid streaming service. There is a lot of content out there for free. And if you get a Roku, for instance, the Roku has a Roku channel that has a lot of content for free, older television shows and also movies. And, you know, you might think, well, how do they provide this for free? Well, they provide it for free the same way television companies provide. You know, if you are watching Fox News Fox Broadcast Channel or CBS or ABC, you're going to see, you know, if you watch it over an antenna, you're not paying for that service, but there are ads, and those ads are paying for the service. Well, when you watch on these free streaming internet channels, that's the way they pay for it. They do have ads. And on some of those, you can actually fast forward through them, and on some of them, you can't, depending on, and I know I've seen my wife watching some of them where I don't think she can fast forward through them, but, you know, if the commercial is not something that she wants to watch, she'll mute the volume and not focus on the television during that time, because, you know, some of the commercials can be offensive, especially in the time around October when Halloween is coming up. There's a lot of, you know, if you're not into Satan worship, well, there's a lot of commercials out there and a lot of shows that deal with ghosts and demonic activity and horror shows and a lot of things that really people that want to worship God and not the devil really are not into, you know. And there's several commercials, you know, throughout the year that fall into that category as well. Things that you don't necessarily want to watch, but there are ways. Again, you can mute the channel. You can actually turn away, not focus on it, and so on. But you know, most of the time, you know, you have this choice where, you know, there is some content out there that's free, but again, you're going to view it with some paid commercials, and of course that's the way the channel is being paid to be able to fund that. Now, there are other channels that are free that you don't have to pay for, and they may have their own appeals for you to donate money. And, you know, I know there's a lot of Christian ministries that have their own channel or are on other channels that are out there, and you can actually watch these and partake in these. We've watched some of the movies, we've watched some shows on some of these channels, and, you know, we're able to watch even some old television shows. And you know, some people haven't watched the old television shows. I mean, we love to watch the old television shows. They're really, in my opinion, much more entertaining and funny and gripping than a lot of the newer stuff that's on television that sometimes, you know, gets into some issues that you don't really want to focus on and don't want to be a part of what you're looking to for entertainment. And, you know, they're just not, the ones that are supposed to be funny just aren't as funny as those old ones. So, you know, hopefully, you know, if you're out there and maybe you want to check out these things, you know, even if your TV's not a smart TV, you can buy a Roku device, connect it to an HDMI port on your television, and you can start playing around with it and learning how to use it. And we can help you with that if need be.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.fasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website at fasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to a Faster PC radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for a Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
And we are back ready to do that, to answer your computer questions and your technology issues. the last segment of today's show, and we'll actually be helping you. And of course, we're going to be training you. If we don't have calls, we're always ready to talk to you about something and to train you and to really talk to you about some of the new technology that's going on. And one of the things that we talked about a few weeks ago, Alan called and asked about ChatGPT, and particularly talking about how it accurately predicted some of the games and some of the playoffs. And you know, ChatGPT has gotten a lot of buzz in the last little bit, and has garnered investment, or the parent company that actually has created ChatGPT, OpenAI, has received investments from Microsoft. And you start thinking, well, why is Microsoft investing in this? Well, you know, they have a business reason. They always have a business reason for doing it. You know, they're not just doing it just to do it. They're doing it for a purpose. And Microsoft actually did come out this past week and did announce that they actually are working to implement ChatGPT as a search engine into their Bing search engine. And this could be significant, because this is one of the things that was mentioned about ChatGPT, is that it could be a more effective search engine of the internet than what we currently have. And currently, Google is the predominant search engine with well over 90% of the market. In fact, Bing only has about 3% of the market, and most of the rest of it, you know, there are people that use other search engines. You know, there's Yahoo, and there's DuckDuckGo, but Google has the vast majority of the remaining market share of the search engines. And so this could be significant, and it could actually give Microsoft a competitive advantage, because Google is actually working on AI, which stands for artificial intelligence. And if you haven't heard about ChatGPT, you can actually watch some of the previous shows where we've talked about it, but also ChatGPT does use artificial intelligence and has been able to be used for various things. One of the things we talked about, it's passed the medical exam, passed the bar exam, passed a MBA final exam, for an MBA degree, and you know, could be used for not only chatting on websites, but really could be used to create content for websites, could be used to do like initial assimilation of documents or material for a lawyer or for another type of organization, maybe even for news outlets, writing a story, and then an editor can review that story. And it can be used for search engines as well. So it will be interesting to see how this will play out, how it will impact. Typically on many topics, you know, many people turn to Google. And on a lot of those topics, you know, it seems that Google does a fairly good job. But, you know, Google does have some political biases. And in those political biases, there are certain types of searches that they will actually steer you away from. One of the things that has been happening in the last year, well, since this summer, since the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe versus Wade, is pro-life pregnancy centers that actually help out women that are in a crisis pregnancy. They have actually had a tremendously more difficult time getting their message out to women who are vulnerable and find themselves in a crisis pregnancy. And these are pro-life centers that provide free pregnancy tests, free ultrasound. For women that go there and participate in parenting classes, they actually provide free parenting classes. You know, one of the things that my wife and I found when we had our first child is, you know, there's no instruction booklet. You know, there's, I mean, you can read things, you can search things, but there's a lot of questions that new parents have, and especially if those kids, you know, if when they were growing up they didn't have a strong family life and maybe didn't have the parent models that they needed, you know, a mother or father. Some kids are growing up with their grandparents. They're not even growing up with a mother or father in the house. And so you know, they provide these free services and even provide free clothing and free baby clothing, free diapers, and all kinds of services provided for free. Well, because they are on the side of life and not on the side of performing an abortion or helping the woman have an abortion, Google actually has made it more difficult for those pro-life pregnancy centers to actually reach the women, even through advertising, to reach the women who are in need. So, you know, to some extent, there is a need for some checks and balances and for a new provider that could maybe be less biased. And I can tell you that Microsoft is no angel themselves. Microsoft, we actually do provide technical support for a pro-life pregnancy center in on the Treasure Coast. And Microsoft has a program where they will actually provide free service sometimes they'll provide some of their software for free or at a greatly discounted rate for nonprofits. Well, a pro-life pregnancy center is a nonprofit, 501c3, but they don't qualify because they're a pro-life pregnancy center. So Microsoft's not an angel on this either, but it will still be interesting to see how and what effect ChatGPT will have on Microsoft's ability to display better searches, and if they are able to display better searches, to notch into Google's dominance in the search engine market. And I can tell you, there are some massive differences between Bing and Google. In fact, one of the things that I see right now is I see currently, without the ChatGPT movement, I see way more ads on Bing, way more scammy search results, and search results really that don't always apply to what I'm searching, which is why I prefer to use Google, especially when I'm searching for a technical issue. You know, if I'm searching for a browser protection plugin, like we install, we talked earlier about the scam messages that come up on your computer. Well, there are browser protection plugins that we install on customers' computers to help them where they don't get these messages that pop up and start alerting them and warning them and enticing them to call a number. And so we actually are able to actually get in there, and we're able to actually install these plugins that actually help protect the customer's computer from these scammy messages from popping up. And we do searches to get to the plugin page to install the plugin, and then we copy that from one browser to another. And if I do the search on Bing, I get a lot of things that aren't related to what I'm searching for. If I do the search on Google, I pretty quickly get what I'm looking for. Although it's interesting, if I'm searching in Firefox with Google's browser, our Google search engine, I actually will get the Chrome link before the Firefox link. And they do that on purpose. And on if I'm searching on Edge with the Bing search engine, I will get an Edge link before I will get the Google Chrome or the Firefox link. And by the way, if you're using Edge and you want to install a plugin, you can use the plugins that are created for Google Chrome, because the newer version of Edge is actually built on Chromium, which is the core that Chrome is built on. So they are very similar browsers, and the plugins that work for Chrome will also work for Edge as well. But it will be interesting to see what happens and whether Microsoft will be able to, first of all, improve their search results, whether they also, in addition to improving their search results, will make a commitment to providing accurate results over profit. You may remember that, I don't know, it might have been 6 months or a year ago, maybe even longer, on this show, I demonstrated going to Microsoft, to a Microsoft Edge browser with the Bing search engine, and actually doing a search for Microsoft account login. You would think using a Microsoft browser with Microsoft's search engine that Microsoft would want you to actually get to the correct page and be able to log into your Microsoft account. But lo and behold, the number one entry was not Microsoft's page, and did not take you to Microsoft's page, but rather took you to a page of someone that provided quote unquote Microsoft support, and you could pay them an amount of money to help you get to their page. Now, I know how to get to their page, but I did this search on a customer's computer just to see what would happen. And when I saw the results, I wanted to demonstrate it on the radio show and on this show, Faster PC Live Technical Support. And I did that to be able to show how much Microsoft cares about its customers. You would think they would want their customers to get to their page and get accurate information and as opposed to getting to a scammer's page. And yet Microsoft probably made a quarter or 50 cents off of that click that I made to get me over to that page that tried to sell me a subscription to where they could help me get to the Microsoft page instead of Microsoft just showing me what that page is. So it will be interesting to see whether ChatGPT helps Microsoft provide better search results, and whether Microsoft will also provide accurate search results as a.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO.
The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Now is the Time to Restore the Rights of Preborn Children, Part 4.
You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com, And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know by now the Faster PC
solves computer problems. It's February and love is in the air, but will it last? Love that is based on looks, pleasure, fun, good times, wealth, health, etc. won't last. Godly love, though, isn't based on circumstances. Godly love involves an act of the will. Children and families in America desperately need for husbands and wives to commit to love one another as Christ has loved them. With God's help, you can love your spouse until death do you part.